I'm Akari. I'm teaching Japanese online on iTalki, an Airbnb experience host in Kyoto. Today, I want to make some video about some advices for somebody who comes to Kyoto for the first time. Because this spring, I got lots of guests, but many people ask me the same question. So I thought it's nice to make a video. When you comes to Kyoto for the first time, many people, it seems many people misunderstood Kyoto is small. Actually, of course, compared to Tokyo, Kyoto is smaller, but it's not that small. And in this Kyoto city, 1.5 million people living here. So I think it's a quite big city. And most of the people, when you try to come to Kyoto, they comes to Kyoto Station. Because in Kyoto City, we don't have airport. So people who comes to Kyoto take a train. Of course, some people take a bus or a car, but I think over 95% of people comes to Kyoto by Shinkansen or other trains. And then where to go is, well, of course, it's up to people, but when you come to Kyoto for the first time, usually you might check TripAdvisor. So let's check. The most popular touristic place is number one, Fushimi Inari Taisha. Number two, Kinkakuji Temple. Number three, Kiyomizu-dera Temple. And of course, all of these places are beautiful, but this spring, many people ask me, I want to go Fushimi Inari, Kinkakuji, Kiyomizu-dera in one day or half day sometimes. But when I got this kind of request, I feel like, oh no. And I want to explain why I feel, oh no. So here's a map of Kyoto City. Number one popular one was Fushimi Inari. Fushimi Inari Taisha is located here. From Kyoto Station is south part. And number two was Kinkakuji, Golden Pavilion, which is located here. And number three, Kiyomizu-dera Temple is here. So if you wanna go to these places, from Fushimi Inari Taisha to Kinkakuji, well, it's of course it's up to traffic, but by car, at least 1 hour, it takes 1 hour. So, or sometimes if it's too crowded, it can be close to 2 hours. So personally, I don't recommend you to go these kind of places in the same day. So my advice is, if you have plenty of time, please go to north part 1 day, east part 1 day, west part 1 day, south part 1 day, so that you don't need to waste your time and any energy for moving to the next place. So in north part, I list up 1 to 15 popular places listed on TripAdvisor. In north part, there is Kinkakuji. In west part, there is Arashiyama. Arashiyama is here. Some people also ask me, I want to go Arashiyama and Fushimi Inari in the same day. But again, it's, opposite side. So I don't recommend you to do the same day. And Nijo Castle is more center here. And Monkey Park in near the Arashiyama. Henryuji Temple is also in Arashiyama. And central part, there is Kyoto Station. And Nishiki Market is also in the center. And east part, we have a lot of temples and shrines. Kiyomizu-dera Temple here. Sangendo is a little bit south. And Gion is near the center, around here. And Ginkakuji is around here. And 東福寺 near Kyoto Station. 南禅寺 is not listed, but around here. Eikando also around here. And 伏見稲荷 is here. 東寺 is also near the Kyoto Station. And it's not on the list, but Uji Tea Town and Fushimi Sake Town is also the south. So my point is, please don't request or please don't try to go, Arashiyama to Fushimi Inari in the same day. It is possible, but I feel it's a waste of time. So my recommendation is if your time is limited in Kyoto, probably you can go east part and south part together because you can see this gray line. This is Keihan line. So if you take Keihan, you can go east and south together. And if you want to go to west side and north side, probably you can do it in the same day. And central part is close to east part, so you might can do with east side. Also, my other advice is, like I said, the entrance of Kyoto City is basically this Kyoto Station. So in Kyoto Station, in crowded season, like April or October, November, December, lots of people try to get a bus or try to catch a taxi in Kyoto Station. And sometimes people are lining up long line. And sometimes it's very difficult to catch a bus or a taxi. So my recommendation is, why don't you take a subway? We have two lines, which goes very central. So from Kyoto Station, you can go up to north. And then you can go closest, destination. So using this subway makes your trip a little more faster. Because many people try to use bus, and bus sometimes too crowded. Of course, you can see a good view, but subway is faster. So this is my recommendation. My advice for somebody who wants to come to Japan who wants to come to Kyoto for the first time. I hope it's useful for you, useful information for you. Thank you very much for watching. Mata ne.